The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I think we should podcast, Jenny.
I'm all about the podcast.
We're going to podcast. Thank you for joining us today.
You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook and I'm Twitter. On SoHard.com and Twitter.
And not TikTok yet. TikTok. TikTok is a fun little mint.
Yeah. I bet you wish you found us anywhere near a TikTok.
Yeah. And be warned that for whatever reason, we chose to podcast on a day that there would be an air raid and our trash bins picked up all at the same time. So whatever you're hearing in the background, it's 10 times louder.
You're
going
to hear some ambient noise in the background.
Yes.
Which is, do we still need to do room tone?
I was
going to
say, do we need to do room tone? Well, I got some. Here's the room tone. Frustrated.
Yeah, I can tell you the
overheated.
Here's
a room tone.
The room tone of our podcast is.
I need to wash my hair.
Oh God, my head's itchy. I need to wash it.
How many days has it been for you?
I kind of do the same thing, which is I will do shower in the morning, no hair wash. Shower in the morning, no hair wash. Third day, I do a shower at night, so then I don't have to dry it the next day.
You go to bed with a wet head?
Yeah, I always have.
You have?
My hair is so thick and long that just always it's so much easier to just go to bed with it wet. I still usually have to dry it some in the morning.
Let me explain something to you.
What?
I have two sets of hair right now. I have hair that belongs to me. And hair that I purchased.
In your head. I thought you were talking about giving an updo to your downdo.
No. What I'm telling you is my top hair, my actual hair, is far less good hair than the hair I purchased. Mm. So if I go to
– Always. You would never buy your own hair.
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get any money for my hair. They'd be like, that hair is half gray and looks like a schnauzer. So no.
They'd be like, ma'am, this is very brittle and bleached. There's a lot of – nobody's going to pay for this.
There's literally – if we did like a hair test on this, who knows what we would find.
You think it's worth something. It's like when you go to sell like old clothes or jewelry and you bring them and they're like, this
Nobody
is all
wants
shit.
Your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wow. you're like, I have a brand. Basically, this is an 11-year-old printer without a cord. Why wouldn't you want it?
I mean,
you eBay that cord, you've got a new printer with no ink.
Like, I can think of two people who want printers right now, and one of them is
not
me.
11 years old. No, because you can't figure yours out.
I'm trying, you guys.
This has been going on our entire friendship. Every time I go to your house, you would go, I said, oh, I forgot to print out the scripts. You're like, I printed them. And then you're like, but it only got every fifth
it's
word.
It's only yellow. It's in
it's
yellow.
It's just yellow. Just the yellow words came out.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure it's all my fault. But can I just say why when you can like transplant probably brains. I mean, you could transplant hearts and faces, but we can't get an ice maker, a printer, or an air conditioning system that works.
Because like, I don't
NASA,
know what's going on.
Divvy up your time a little bit to things that actually
matter.
I think
there should be a division where you can't go forward to the cool stuff till you've figured out this one
thing. Exactly. You know what would be great for you to figure out new technology in is a nicely air-conditioned room where you can have a refreshing beverage and then also print the results of your studies.
Exactly. Also, I would like you to take a swing at this hair dryer because somehow the filtering system is causing it to turn off and on, off and on. And as I've said before, because I'm wearing two sets of hair, I need the air dryer because I literally look like what you would imagine someone with a perm.
Okay.
then puts fake hair in that's straight and clips it in underneath. That's exactly what I look like.
Okay.
If my hair air dries. Literally.
It's like the number three from Petco is what you're talking about. The teddy bear number three.
It's like
three.
Someone shoved a wig on top of my head, but the rest is like coming out the bottoms. Yep. It's that bad.
That was a really hot look in the early 80s.
Haute.
Do you remember? Haute
look. As my friend Max would say, a haute look.
Who is the girl from Different Strokes? She had that exact same hair.
Yeah, I kind of did in my freshman
year.
No,
I know. Everybody had a crush on her. She was
Joe? No, I just showed too much.
Oh. Wait, not Faxalet. Different Strokes. Oh. Remember the sister? Oh. What was her name?
Yeah, I think she went on to have a situation. I think she might not be on planet Earth.
She's
anymore.
Not, but oh. She had the dopest hair.
She did have dope
it
hair.
It was like
– I barely remember that because I was so top, young.
Straight, permed on the bottom, and I was like
– how'd you do that, you freaking goddess?
Total goddess. Total yeah. goddess.
I know. Confusing. I have bad hair. I'm attracted to it. So
all right. Well
– this is why I'm envious that you can just go, I'm just going to wash my hair at night God. And then go to bed.
No. I make it look so easy. Then I tell you what. It's all – it's wavy because of all the damage done to it by childbirth, hormones, yeah. pregnancy,
yeah.
bleach over the years. And it's like sticks straight on the ends. So I have to like still get up and like
– brush it out. That's my thing. I don't brush.
I use the airbrush thing. And
I'm
like
soft focusing.
Yep. Well.
I lay on my pillow, and I think what I do at night is I literally, when I toss and turn, I don't lift my head. I think I literally just shove my head to the side, and my hair goes over my face, and then I probably snot in my hair, and then I roll back, and then I go back to the other side, and I roll back. So when I get
Speaking of goddess.
I mean, this guy that I married is so lucky. He's so lucky. I need a break, you guys, which takes us to our really fun conversation today.
Yep.
We're going to talk about camp.
Hello, mother.
Hello, father.
Greetings from camp.
It's really freaking expensive.
Remember that from school? Coke is good here. Crack is better. I'm so messed up that I can barely write this letter.
God dang it, Jen. No. I remember it being far less intense, but I'm glad. Yeah, I remember. I also remember when you're running in first and your pants are about to burst, diarrhea. Yeah.
Yep.
Those are always good ones.
I love those on top.
Did you ever go to sleepaway camp? I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't know about until I married an East Coaster.
Yeah. East Coast and West Coast people that have dollar bills like to go to sleepaway camps.
I don't even think it's dollar bills. I think it's just like, well, this is what you do here. We don't use seatbelts and we send them to sleepaway camp. I'm talking about my husband's generation, not current parents.
Not
I'm sure they use seatbelts. Mine didn't use seatbelts.
Mine thought they were a suggestion, not a requirement.
They're like, wrap your arm around it.
Yeah. And then I was like, hey, it's dinging. They were like, clip it in and sit on top of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, exactly. That's cool. This feels completely in the arena of what they want from you.
So before I was a parent, I was real judgy, and I was like, oh, ship your kids off for a few weeks at a time, and now that I'm a parent, I'm like, how much
that
cost?
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't think camp was real. I just thought it was what all the booby movies were about, that like, oh my God, you go to
camp. Wait, do you mean slasher movies?
No, booby movies. Oh, kind of. Slasher and booby.
All right.
Like, always, like, they're at camp, and then they shower. Show to... They skinny dip. Then they go look at the boys' camp and they see boys' wieners. And then they
I don't remember a lot of wieners in those.
Like meatballs, like hot American wet summer. What's it called?
Full frontal male nudity in the 70s, 80s. Because I would have watched it more. I was like, I still don't want to watch that stuff and be like, oh,
I was
man,
much
I
better
look,
seeing boobies.
That's not what 16-year-olds look like in my book.
They have enough hair. This is disgusting. I can't remember what I saw. I'm just saying this is what was in my brain.
You see what you want to see, and it sounds like a lot of boobs and wieners were what you saw during camp movies.
It was booby camp movies, like where they're like boys and girls at different camps, and then they go over to the boys' camp, and then they make out in the woods. And then, of course, slasher movies where they were like, here we go. Sign them up for camp, everybody dies. Terrible way to spend your money.
Yeah. You know? See, that's irresponsible parenting. That's where I would be a little judgy when it's like –
You'd be like,
there's a massive violent attack here every summer, and you're just going to keep sending them back
because it's the cheapest. Hold on. Okay. If it's one summer, if it's two summers ago, and I'm like, when was the guy coming through the camps? 4 years ago? Well, that seems like he's done, right? So do you still have a discounted found him by rate? Now.
See, that's the 70s. Like, well, that was a fluke. That's not going to happen again.
My parents would, like, if you would have told them there was such a thing as sleepaway camp during the summer, they would have been like, what are you, their brains would have not computed. And then if you showed them how much they cost, their brains would have been like, I'm looking to get free labor from the summer, and you're literally wanting me to pay someone for you to go have a good time. I don't know if you know how this thing works, but you're going to do nothing but mow the lawn all summer long.
My cheap-ass parents would have been like, there's a reason that we have a TV and you have grandparents. Yeah. And it's not for you to go off to camp, you little rich
snob. Yeah, I don't know where you think we're going to get this money, but your mom's a teacher and your dad sells cars. There's not an extra, like, $8,000 hanging around.
Absolutely not. My mom is like, I am clipping coupons for milk. There's no way.
And I don't want to deal with you, so just go somewhere. And I'm like, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do?
Mine would have been like, also, we're not getting a vacation, so there's no reason
we're going to the Black Hills, where you will go to every weird campsite with putting greens and outdoor bathrooms because you have irritable bowel syndrome. It's fine. My summers were great. Better there than camp, I suppose. Boobies and wieners and IBS.
Oh, sure. Sorry, I keep stepping on top of what you're saying. I was just going to say, I remember one time I got the opportunity to ride back in an RV cross country with one of my uncles had purchased. But no, I'd rather do that than see boobies and wieners, wouldn't we all? Wait, 1 second. Let's go to a word from our sponsor.
A word from our sponsor.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm going to tell you, because I looked up some camps, because this summer my kids, there's sleepaway camp, which you have to be a little bit older generally, like 10, 12 to go to sleepaway camp and then up. But then there's day camps, which we're doing all summer, which I would just like to tell everyone, thank you. I'm happy to pay you all of my money to take my children. But let's just be clear. Like, 1 week they're doing like space camp and all they do is throw a poster of the solar system on the wall, and the next year it's like a food camp, and they throw a McDonald's sign on the sign. It's not
they do have some activities that are
they're all the same.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's fine. That's what we're paying for. We know what we're getting. Really, we're like fine with it.
Day camp on the cheap, aren't you?
No, that's the point. We're not doing day camp on the cheap. They're sticking it to us, and we're happy to pay it
because they know that you need it. They know a real supply demand pricing issue.
There's so many parents that want to send their kids to camp that these camps charge so much money and they jack up the price because they're like, hey, man, you've been in a pandemic. We know you've been around your children way too long. Let us take them off your hands for, I don't know, a college tuition.
You know how I know that is the truth is I've been trying to get my kids back into their swim lessons that we abandoned.
Forget it.
I've been calling. I call like.
If this is my husband moving our bins, there we go. Colin Sweeney.
He's moving the bins. You guys, she's making. They're fighting.
We're rolling.
They're silently fighting.
We're doing two. Can you wait on the bins? Thank you. I'll come and get them. Nope. Okay, I think he just gave me the I'm just going to do them real quick sign, which literally gets in the middle of what we're saying. You guys, I can't imagine why I'm frustrated and in my life. Hold on. Let's just see if he listens to me or if he's like, comes in the door. What'd you say? What?
This is a real interruptible story about swim lessons.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. So you tried to get him back in and they're like $1,000 an hour.
Nobody would answer the phone.
Ugh.
So I tried calling yesterday afternoon, didn't get an answer. Like I was seriously calling 3 and 4 times a week, left a voicemail, all this.
You're like, this is Jen. You know it's Jen. You have my number memorized. You're 19. Call me back.
I thought we were in a relationship because if you look at my banking history from 2019, you took a considerable amount of money. So
I feel like a return call would be nice, sir.
Thanks. So like a crazy ex-boyfriend, I drive down there with the kids.
Yeah, I'll just pull up with the kids in tow in their onesies for swim class and you can have them. For an hour, I'm for $1,000.
I don't care. I literally don't care what age group or skill set's going right now. Put them in the pool. No. I get there, and once on the phone, I can see that it's ringing off the hook. And I was like, hey, they seemed like they were a little.
Yeah. Swim lessons, please hold. Yes. Swim lessons, please hold. Swim lessons, please hold.
All these different wires.
We've got Jen. She's calling again. Please hold.
Yeah. Just don't even answer. Keep her on hold.
That's McAdams coming through real strong.
So the first words out of my mouth are, I try to call you guys like a million times.
Yeah.
So I
always got to get that in. They're like, do I need that? And you're like, yeah, I need that.
I need it. I needed to get that off my chest.
Greg, I've been trying to call you for 8 days.
And both of them like shook their heads and were like, I just want to get them back in. I know that everybody's trying to do the same thing. So I finally get them back into swim lessons. But it was like there was one session. We're going like 6:30 on Tuesdays nights because that was all – everybody already
like,
got
we've
their
We've got one slot open. It's at 2 a.m. You're like, I got – I'll go. I got it. I'll wake them up.
I got to get them tired somehow. Like
I know.
They need to get back into their activities, and I need to be able to relax next to a pool because they forgot how to swim over the last year or something.
Yeah.
They're like
– we're the same. We signed up for every camp, all the camps. I said, get them in something. Get them in everything. So we're doing sports camp. I don't know. I think we're doing Catholic camp. That wasn't my idea, but you know what? Price is right. They're generally Jesuits are a little bit less expensive. I don't –
send them to maybe Lutheran camp.
Whatever. I don't care what camp it is. Or I don't care. I will send them to ping pong camp if that's the thing.
Same. I can just tell you that if I were 12 or 13 at sleepaway camp, I would probably have a 5-week period and I would not be able to swim the entire time because I would have a pad that was like 2 inches thick that I had to contend with. And that's what that age was for me.
Of course. And now that we're older and more sophisticated, maybe we could start our own mom camp.
Is my husband going to leave me? So disgusting as a human.
Why? Why are you disgusting?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm sitting here like, God, I'm so attractive in this space right now. I'm thinking about camping. I love to camp.
Yeah, I think camping is – okay, what kind of camping are we talking
about?
Here's
the thing.
Different levels.
Well, I think I go, I don't love sleeping on the ground. Because
I
need an air mattress. I do need a little bit of lift. I love tents.
Okay.
I am of the age now where I get a little freaked out by nature. Like if I hear a raccoon, I think it's an animal that's going to murder us.
There was a raccoon in our backyard.
And they make so much noise.
He was, I think, injured. He couldn't get up a tree, and my dogs were all barking like crazy at him.
Yeah, that makes sense. We had, when we moved into our house, the house before this, we moved in, and the kiss of death. Whenever you have a moment where you're trying to be sentimental, something terrible happens.
Yeah.
And so I go like this, is a God's honest truth. I go, Colin, it's like our first, like, house together. This, and all of a sudden I hear, like this weird, and I opened the window, and they're all sitting in our bikes. There's 4 raccoons, and one is sitting in the child seat. And I go, I just looked at the window, and I was like, am I being punked right now? Do you guys pay rent? Get the fuck off my property.
Yeah. LA's expensive for raccoons, too.
You know what? They had an opportunity to sign a lease and they didn't have good credit. So they need to skidoots.
Yeah.
But I do like camping. I like the idea of being resourceful with stuff that you have to like, I think I was in another life. I was in Mad Max because I love the idea of like, you got to make a clothesline and then you got to hang all your wet clothes from when you went skinny dipping and then you got to bring them back and oops, I'm naked in the camp sight. Oh, what's that I hear? A large Paul Bunyan type walking through the woods.
Note to self, do not go on any camping trips Tristan invites you to.
Good thing I'm still wearing my hiking boots. Ooh, who is this upon us?
I think I could do easily, I could probably do for a long amount of time, do like an Airstream RV sort of camping
situation.
Of course,
you bougie broad. That's like a house.
Well, I could do like the back of a truck with a tent topper thing on it. My big concern is I don't want like too many bugs or too many snakes, but the rest of it, I'm fine with. I can crap anywhere. You know me.
See, not me. I don't like to crap outside. I got a weird thing about squatting. I don't think I have the core strength.
All of her campsites have to be near a Target. Just in case she needs supplies or needs to poop.
Nothing gets me going like Target. I'm like, I'm constipated. I just need to shop. And then I'm like, oops, there it is.
Gets get me excited and comes out.
Well, sometimes you get in there and you're like, oh, I've got 10 steps before this starts happening without my permission. Yeah. Sorry, too much information on this podcast.
Well, okay. That happened to me one time in a Carl's Jr. And it was one of those where you had to put quarter to get in the door and I almost ripped that fucker off. You're like,
there's two things going to happen. This quarter's going to go in or this quarter's going to come out. Yeah, like
something's going to be fixed.
Something's
no going to
be fixed and relief is going to happen one way or the other.
That's a weird thing about LA. Anyway, so camping.
Well, I was thinking like maybe we should come up with a mom camp.
Where just moms can sleep away and like actually sleep and get away.
I feel like moms have, and sometimes dads, but moms give so much to their kids that they deserve a 10-day vacation of sleepaway camp. Obviously, I've thought this through.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about some sort of mom retreat, but like a mom
camp
sounds pretty...
It's going to end up great for me.
Because you're going to get laid.
I'm just going to make out like with four, but on accident because we're at a campfire and we're singing and then we just kiss for a bit.
But your lips are so soft.
It just happens when you're taking a bath together, okay? But I think the first things first, like any mom that comes to mom camp can't pack a suitcase because then your kids know you're leaving. So you just got to like, it's just got to be like a normal day.
Yeah. I mean, it's so hard to get out of town for a mom. You have to like basically set up what life is for your husband. Like all the important numbers, what the schedule is.
Put a lot of alarms in.
Who's
a lot
doing
of alarms
what?
In. Time, space, continuum is no longer reasonable.
Hey, do we have to do advertising?
Oh, oops. Guys, we're going to come back to don't go anywhere because we're going to talk about a mom camp and any of you who would like to dress in flannel and cargo shorts and hiking boots along with me. Okay, we're back. We're going to open mom camp. We're going to do this.
I feel like if anybody in any time in the history of, well, okay, so we didn't survive like a world war or anything, but it was a pretty hard year.
It was a hard year. We all deserve some time together and away from our families.
Yes. I mean, because here's one of the great things about having mom friends is you never have to like preface any story with, I love my kids, but...
Yeah,
like,
just get to it.
Yeah, it's just assumed by the way that you, like, had your body torn in half vertically in order to bring them into the world and how, you know, every day from then on is just a slight extension of that. Like, every little part of it either injures you emotionally or
tears you physically. In some way.
Yeah.
You're still battling, like... unpredictable constipation, who knows what.
So it would be great to just go and hang out with other moms. And really, you don't even need to talk about what the last year was.
Nope.
You can just relax and have a good time because we all lived some version of the same thing.
That's right. And I think you come into mom camp and it's a requirement that you hand over your phone. And then we'll hire like two. Oh, then we'll hire like two 18-year-olds. Not for any – well, they can be beefy. That's fine. But we'll hire two, like, muscle-bound dudes that are good with tech to reply to
just
all the
– check for any emergencies that
check for
happen.
Emergencies, but any other messages that come through, and you know they will, they can just respond with the, like, well, where'd you put it last?
Exactly.
I don't know where that is. You ask your dad.
When your husband messages and says, what's the number for 911?
You can then obviously and help. But other than
I think you can be like, is everybody okay? And
just report back. Like, really, yeah. Unless it's dire, I don't, it's all fine. Like, there, you can handle it.
Yeah.
And then I think the second thing that happens is right away, it's bottomless mimosas, which just means you don't wear pants. Yeah. And then
there should probably be car service that picks you up, by the way.
Oh, God.
And,
yes.
And just puts
party wagon, party van.
Oh, yeah. Like one like, of the.
You go in and there's a bar, like a literal like stripper pole.
Yeah. The Operation Desert Prom mobile.
Oh, God. Yes.
The big, huge. Yeah. With the,
you just
like,
hear someone like. Yep.
And
the margarita machine.
Like right away. Yeah.
Yep.
And something long enough for a nacho bar, too.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's so great. A nacho bar. In there, and it's just like smells good, and there's literally nothing taken away from you and healthified. It's just like, yes, there is sour cream on these nachos, man.
And I do feel like all the camp counselors, like there should be one on in the vehicle that picks you up, and they should be like an actual like certified MFT, like marriage family therapy counselor.
Yeah. You're like, so talk to me.
When all the women are like, is this happening? Am I really here? They're like,
do I deserve it? Is this okay? Here.
You've earned this. It's all right.
Yeah, it's sponsored by Talkspace. It's like,
let go of your phone.
Let go of your phone and your feelings. Yep. And women are crying. Some are beating stuff. Some are just like, but by the time they get to camp, they've worked. They're like accepting of their location.
Yep.
And we just take them right to the nap room, right to the nap den.
Ooh, yeah. Like that. I'm sure that was an emotional processing for you. The ride here, the nachos, all the drinks.
The nice Talkspace lady takes you in, puts you to bed, puts a nice quilt on you. You have all the power to regulate the temperature of that nap den.
Cold pillow, but a nice warm, not too heavy comforter.
Yeah. Nobody's flopping next to you. Just a nice nap. And then when you wake up, there will be a carbohydrate waiting for you.
Oh, just whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
You filled out
shovel
earlier.
Shovel it in your mouth. Yeah. Go back to sleep.
Mine would be like cherry sours and probably pretzels.
I would want a brie. Like a
cheese. That's not a carb.
Whatever. You know what? It is my – when I fill out my paperwork, I'll do my way.
Okay.
I'm going to call brie a carb. Okay? I want brie and carbs. So I want brie on brie.
Can we sleep in sensory deprivation tanks too?
Oh, God.
I have trouble getting to sleep sometimes. So I feel like I need that. And I might just need first day to relax. I might need some serious meds.
Maybe we just get an anesthesiologist and they're like,
yeah.
Night, night, little.
We're going to give you the.
You know what? We all have different pharmaceutical needs. It'll be explained in your handout.
Yeah.
And then given to you. As needed.
Yeah. Whatever meds you normally have to take will be blended into your morning margarita.
Shit. And then we go to what? We have brunch. Brunch feels fun. At mom camp.
Yeah, because we never went to, sleepaway camp.
We're making all this up as we go. We don't know what goes on there besides boobies and...
We assume they're...
Casey keeps...
She's so worried about...
I'm just saying what I think it is.
She will never be allowed at any camp ever.
God, this is not – I never think of kids being there. I think of like
– No, I don't ever either.
No, they're all like 25.
It, you guys.
They're all 25.
Listen, we all have seen the camp movies. And have
they're
you ever seen a
30.
Camp movie where there's kids in it?
Never. It's literally – they're like, I'm 19. And they're like, really? Because you have – you have like stubble and you're 40. So – That's what I think.
What are you and your entire rugby team doing out
there? Rugby camp. Oh, God. That's what we're adding to mom camp.
You and your entire fireman training group.
There you go. 2 miles away, unbeknownst to us, as we just picked the nicest woodsy with a nice lake.
Yep.
To
clean lake.
Clean lake.
Yeah, not
lake.
Not by any farms or anything.
Like Lake Havasu.
Camp Crystal Lake.
It's like Camp Crystal Lake.
Clear. You can
and there's
see
a guy
the
with
the
a hockey mask. And it's totally fine. Run by a guy named Jason. Super funny.
Yeah.
So we go to the – we just happen to stumble upon 2 miles away is a fireman training rugby.
Uh-oh.
Tech startup.
They're
camp.
That sounds like somebody needs back massages. And that's me.
I'm just saying if they need to earn their hours, they come to the lady camp.
I'll be that cat stuck up a tree a lot this whole week I'm at camp.
Yep, I'm going to be that cat up the tree. I'm going to be the tree.
I'm drowning myself. I'm just
I'm putting myself putting myself out there. I'm unresponsive, but my Fitbit will be responsive. My Fitbit will be like, I think she might die.
What issue?
She I've never seen this much action.
She keep having those fainting spells. Are we sure these are a real thing?
Shut up, Jen. Shh. It's about to do mouth to mouth. Shut up. He's got to practice. His name's Javier. I'm
but
into
you know
it.
The truth is, all those women there, not one of us is going to light the grill, man.
Nope. Got to have somebody do somebody it. Why? Job. Why wouldn't you have the firemen come over to light the grill? Metaphorically,
they can do it safely.
Yeah, and I think that makes for a really fun light the grill, have a nice grill together, and then start a karaoke party.
Oh, that sounds
feels
all right.
fun. Yeah, I feel like everybody can.
Would all of them be like trained in like dirty dancing style dancing?
That's what I was wondering.
So
like,
would be like. Hey, yeah, they're all old in that showcase.
God, this in my fantasy, everybody's 38. So yeah. That tells you that, like, yeah. I'm not thinking of, like, because I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with anybody too young and that's bugging me. Because
oh,
so anything 25 and under is not allowed at camp.
No, that's annoying.
That's annoying because then I'm going to be like, oh, you're so hopeful. I need a little bit of darkness to get me out of it. I need a confidence corner or a compliments corner or something.
Oh, that sounds nice. Yeah. You know? Just like a circle where you sit down around a fire and like everybody like turns to the person to their left and says, you're doing great and you're pretty.
And you're right.
Yes.
Specifically.
You're right.
Everybody
you're right.
Puts a thing into the middle, like a recipe card, and it's got their like their affirmation on it. And what it really is the last argument you had with your husband. And then those are read out loud. And then everyone together says, you were right. Yeah. Not him. You were right.
Yeah.
That feels nice. And then we all slow dance.
It keeps creeping up. What if that is not a part of my camp fantasy?
What's your camp fantasy? That we all shop online and then get a huge order of Chanel bags?
Okay.
I just tingled downstairs on that
I know.
One.
I don't want to go to one of those camps where you can never sign up for the rock wall. I want that rock wall to be just like, barren because I want everybody like, oh, that's exertion. No, I'm going to lay here and get fanned. And like somebody will nudge me to tell me to turn over to get
tan on the
other side. I don't
want anyone to offer anything that's a fitness class. It's like if there's a HIIT class, it's like high intensity internal tasting. Like I don't want anybody to – what?
What did you say?
High internal
– tasting?
Ew.
What did you – I can't do the math. My brain can't combine all these things. I'm thinking of a Hot Pocket, but what are you saying?
Yeah, our fucking camp is full of Hot Pockets.
You know what? I do love Hot Pockets, though.
Hot Pockets are delicious.
Like
so are Pop-Tarts. And both of those things were running – like amok at our camp, I'd be so happy.
Oh,
if I could eat my weight and
just your guiltiest
Pop-Tarts.
Pleasure. I'm going to tell you the truth right now. If I could lay by a pool, get good sun, like not get too hot, like have some kind of fan or mister that would cool me down.
Yeah, just a magical AC that follows you in the hot.
Yep, have somebody give me a scalp massage.
And?
Maybe get like a pedicure and then just have my drink constantly refreshed.
Yeah.
And then just the menu that like gets delivered, the food that gets delivered to you instantly upon your request is like Hot Pockets, Bagel Bites.
Oh, I love Bagel
really
Bites.
Really crispy, garlic-flavored tater tots.
Oh, tater tots are the
best.
Again,
a nacho
ranch.
Bar. Just a nacho don't, bar.
Yeah, just a nacho bar. Here's what I don't want. I don't want to order. I want someone to go, I know exactly what you need and want.
Yep,
and then
is.
I start
guess
crying.
What? I do that to my kids. I know exactly what they will and will not eat and what. Like,
I don't think if you ask my kids right now, they would know what I will and will not eat.
Might have no idea.
You're like, oh, you need to eat too?
They know I like wine. That's it. Which feels rude to me.
I know, because there's like a side where they're like, oh, look, you're having wine. I don't need any of that.
Down your nose at
How
me.
How dare you?
Yeah.
I would have a chicken leg, but you ate them all. So now I got to start over in the air fryer. I just want someone to know what it is I want and need and give it to me right then and there.
Yeah. All the momming stuff that you do for other people, they do for you. Like, you don't have to worry about having clean clothes the next day.
Nope.
You've already got a cute outfit that matches all laid out for you.
Maybe it's like sponsored by Stitch Fix or something. And they're like, hey, we're working with Nordstrom and various Bloomingdale's. And you've got this outfit that fits you perfectly that when you put it on, you're going to feel like $1 million. There's no, it's too tight. It's too big. It's just chef's kiss.
I mean, that's what I tell. Like, my kids get given these snacks at school. And
yeah, the bag of food. So weird.
It's so good, though.
I know.
Have you had that, that chicken sandwich?
It's the coffee cake. I cannot stop myself.
Oh, the cornbread's not bad.
Cornbread's
either.
Good. Weird Delilah one yesterday. There was a meatloaf situation that I was like, pushing your luck. But
is it Salisbury steak?
Yes, gross. Jen, disgusting.
I didn't try
it. Our camp will not have Salisbury steak.
Unless there's a mom there that loves it, in which case it absolutely will. No questions asked and no shame. Don't eat it by Kristen because she will food shame you for it.
I'm just saying I cannot smell it. I cannot smell Salisbury steak or anything smoky in the tequila space. So
yeah.
That's not my corner to hang out in.
Maybe not. Maybe not. There's a perfect corner for you to hang out in.
Maybe there's a corner where a bunch of us ladies want to go take a brewery tour.
But I tell my kids with their snacks that they get from school. I'm like, hold on. All you have to do, you get 20 minutes out of the time you're supposed to be working to sit at a table with your friends in the sun and eat junk food. And you don't do it?
That sounds super dumb because everything you just described sounds like heaven.
Wonderful, right?
Right.
I don't get
French fries too. Crispy,
oh my God,
so garlicky. Like
maybe they're cheese loaded fries.
Or chili cheese loaded
oh
fries.
My God.
I also want to just be able to like lounge in a swimming suit and not care what my legs are doing or what my butt is doing.
Nope, it's all stripper
my left
lighting.
Boob.
The whole place is all stripper lighting.
And that's the other thing. No photos. No photos, no mirrors.
Well,
nobody's
got their phone.
That's right. And what we have is we have like a fancy photographer who goes back in and lightly does a little bit of Photoshop.
Yeah.
So that all the pictures that you get, they make you feel good about yourself. Who cares?
Totally.
And we're here to make everybody feel good and go home feeling good. And you're not going to do that if you let somebody take a picture of you and you don't know what's coming and you've got soft jaw and you're about to eat a nacho.
Maybe there are like little divisions around the pool, not like different camps. Everybody's same, even ground. Nobody's doing any better. But like, I know I would love to have my group would probably talk about 80s hair metal and like good discounts that you can get.
Yeah,
shopping.
I would swim by you. I'd wave. I'd be excited about it.
We'll be like, let's meet up later for.
And then I would swim over to my friends that have focus issues. we would have some of the most delightful conversations. We'd hit like 75 topics in 3 minutes.
Let's talk about food we like, books we like. What's your favorite movie? Who is that actress? And then let's ride bikes.
Yeah, you know, and we'd go hiking. I would like to do something in the maybe come up with a dance routine. That would be fun.
Yeah, you can hike, but it's all downhill.
It's downhill.
And you also, everybody gets a really sweet kimono and matching umbrella.
But
for
you can't hike in that. Well, even if it's downhill.
Okay, so there'll be hikers, there'll be strollers.
Fine.
I'll
you
be
can
strolling.
Stroll and I'll hike.
Yeah.
And then we can do like, we can make lanyards and then we can hang out. Ooh, we can make Puff Paint t-shirts. We can have
that,
bunk beds.
All of that. Like,
I just want it to be like the most fun thing that makes you feel like, you know what? I got a glimpse of who I was before all this madness. And also, I really like who she is. So I want to stick with this for a little bit.
What about custom bunks? Can we do like, because I would really love to stay on like a old pirate ship kind of bunk. Like, cabin.
I want it to look as cabiny. Look, man, you know I got a thing about sleepaway camp, so I need it to look as sleepaway camp.
Yeah, I mean, it's more like it's turning into Fantasy Island for you. It's more like
I love the idea of themed bunks because that's kind of amazing. And you know what we can do? We can have one bunk that is just plain and you can DIY whatever you want.
Totally.
So you go in there, you have every hand tool. Yep.
You
and
get
there's
to
two
make
men.
Over this bunk and you don't this whole cabin, you don't have to discuss it with your husband at all. You just do whatever you want.
Nope. Studio McGee's there to be like, hey, let's try this out. This is really fun in the prairie space.
You
like,
know what? We could put a
you're not gonna
face
make a mistake.
Here. Nobody's going to break it.
No, you're not going to make a mistake. These are design challenges that we all just need to learn about and you're there for it.
Oh gosh.
Then movie night. Gotta have movie night.
Yep, movie night.
I would like a fun compilation of all the big moments in romantic movies put together.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Like I'd want to see like girls just want to have fun. The very last part when they look at each other.
Yep.
And they're like, let's do this. Yep. That one. I want Dirty Dancing with the armpit rub for sure. Then I want Pride and Prejudice where he can't say the words I love you. That if you don't know what I'm talking about, What is wrong with you? Do you not know what I'm talking about?
Have I read Pride and Prejudice? Yes.
No, I'm talking about the movie version, the one that everybody sees. Nobody reads. Unless you're watching reading the Bridgerton collection, which I currently am. That would be what's been in it.
You were inspired by watching the shows. That generally never happens, but.
Nope, I'm jumping ahead. I'm doing something I've never done. I'm reading a book after the fact.
That's pretty exciting. I'm into it. Well, okay, so you love like romance movies. So that's what your crew would be watching.
Then when we watch Meatballs.
Kristen will be in this small select group that's a very dark theater watching.
You know, there's some complicated, we have to figure out some situations.
With Porky's? What is that? I don't know. I didn't watch those movies.
Well, then I guess you can't have it be romantic because then what do you, you might be throbbing for not knowing what to do with yourself at that point.
You know what? But it's mom camp. You can do whatever you want.
Mom camp. You can do whatever you want.
Everybody will politely look away.
There's an endless shipment of batteries at every turn. You never have to take them from your remote.
Oh.
You never have to look for them in a kid's toy. You just have access to batteries. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
I think I know what you're talking about. And I just hope my pirate ship is not next to your cabin, because you're going old school and those walls are not going to, you're not going to have a plug, so you better have a lot of batteries.
I might have a plug. I don't like the word vibrator.
Vibrator?
Vibrator. It's an embarrassing word.
You could do it the French way, I call it.
What do you call it in French?
Or Italian is vibrato. No.
That is not true. That is like when your voice warbles when you sing.
Oh, okay.
That might be the same thing, but.
Okay, fine.
Bring your vibrato to camp.
Yeah.
No judgment. There's a side table just for it.
She's got an Italian made one. It's very expensive. And
it's very expensive. Kind of looks down at me.
Yeah.
It's very good taste. Too expensive for me. I have to find it on a discount site. Don't worry, they exist.
How long would this camp last, though?
10 days.
10 days?
Yeah.
You said that so fast. Yeah. How do you know 10?
Because I think that 10 is unreasonable but seems magical. It's what vacations are. Vacation packages are sometimes sold with 10 days, and that always seems like the most dreamy to me. And your kids would miss you so much, and you would miss them so much that everything would feel better. So when you went back, you'd be so renewed and refreshed. 10 days is a long time.
Yeah. I don't – 10 days is a long time.
I need 3 days to sleep.
Because truthfully, we'll miss our kids. Usually when we're traveling, it's like 4 or 5 days, like when we're on tour, where we really start to miss them. So maybe we could do like – you know how on like Star Trek they would have those like big – like you could beam them in for just a second.
And I don't want to beam them in.
Okay.
I'll tell you this. After pandemic, I've upped my days. Okay? I'm sorry. I could do 7 days without blinking. Yeah, seven.
Seven?
Full. Mostly away from my husband.
Well.
And I love my son, but he's a tween right now, so he has a lot of criticisms. Yeah. Eleanor's pretty awesome.
I think you're more like, it's not that you could go that long without seeing him as much as you could go that long without them being jerks to you.
Yeah.
Hey,
man, we'd be having a very different conversation if I was like, my kids are just.
There's a tipping point.
Yeah. All they do is build my confidence.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like every day I walk in and I feel beautiful and smart. My son literally is trying to do an English accent, and I go – and I did my English accent, which is pretty spot on if I have to brag.
Okay, let's hear it.
He goes, no, now I'm on the spot. Hold on. It's not – although if there was a camp for accents, that might be where I would go.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to go to that den in a second where we do accents for each other. But I said to him, you need to watch – X movie, this movie, whatever, because they have English accents in their different regions, and it's really fun to study that. He goes, I know. I go, you don't know? How would you know? You're 10. How do you know about the region? Have you ever been to England? I know we haven't taken you, because that's expensive, and I don't think you'll appreciate it.
Again, I'd be pissed if you had gotten to go, and I didn't.
This is why I want to go to mom camp, because if I said, isn't it interesting that there's different regional accents in England, another mom nerd like me would go, yes. Did you know in Scotland there's like 17 different dialects? I'd be like, no, I didn't. But now I do, because you're awesome. See?
And thank you for not making me feel like an idiot, because I didn't know that.
Yeah, and you're wearing a mom camp t-shirt, and they tell you don't wear this merch to the event you're going to, but I do that too. And that's when we would kiss.
And she would be like, actually, you're not wearing a shirt, ma'am, and it's really freaking out the other campers. I think we're done podcasting.
I think we're done podcasting, but do we want to go to a mom box or a hot flash? Let's go. Let's
I think we're overtime.
Let's go and just think about mom camp and let us know if you want to be a part of it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.